T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
We started to get into this in the 3 o'clock hour, and we got sidetracked by the Cleveland Browns' villainy of it all. But you were explaining earlier in the show something Lima said today about the running backs in the Super Bowl, championship running backs over the last couple of years. We're going to go ahead and play that and react in the back end.
As far as Philadelphia, boy, we didn't get a chance to ask John Marks. So they apparently, according to everybody I've heard from Philly, they say they're just going to move on from Miles Sanders at the end of the year. It's been a big-time weapon for them at running back. And I don't want to make everything a Nick Chubb conversation, but Philadelphia is running the exact offense that I hear our fans say we want to run. I do wonder, as the cap is going to become a bigger and bigger issue for the Browns going forward, and if your offense is going to be like Philadelphia's, do you necessarily, if you are looking for value at certain positions, Miles Sanders is not Nick Chubb. Like, let me make that abundantly clear. But if they win a Super Bowl with this guy, do you think fans will ever be able to put aside the emotion of we love Nick Chubb, we love everything that he stands for? The Eagles, that's one of their main weapons. They seem to be fine with taking him out of the equation because they feel like their offense is good enough.
Well, they seem to be fine with taking him out. They seem to be fine with taking him out of the equation. We'll find out coming up on Sunday afterwards.
So I actually don't think, I know Lima has been on the Nick Chubb thing for a while. I do think the biggest question the Browns have to answer, and they can't wait till the 2023 season to answer it, it's do Nick Chubb and Deshaun Watson fit together? And actually, maybe
it's an important question that needs to be answered. And I know Browns fans, because I'm even seeing the tweets about this, when we even bring up the conversation, they're like, nah, we need to build this team around Nick Chubb.
They're not going to do that.
And you shouldn't.
Well, I think you even saw it. I mean, let's be real fair here. None of us have been happy with the usage of Nick Chubb with Kevin Stefanski.
Right.
Whether it is touches in any individual game, whether it's the styles of run, which, I mean, some of the stuff they did with Deshaun, asking Nick to get the ball out of, you know, the shotgun. And, like, there are ways around it. We've had guests talk about the pistol formation, which is kind of it's a closer shotgun. So Nick Chubb would get the ball a little bit closer to the line of scrimmage. If the Browns are really going to go full spread, they really have to ask themselves, is Nick Chubb still in our plans? And I don't want the answer to be no. I will be furious if they get rid of Nick Chubb. For one, I don't think you're going to get commensurate value for a player of that skill, given his age, given the injury, like the far back injury history, already had a knee injury, given what he's being paid. Like what the 49ers traded for Christian McCaffrey. I don't think you're getting that if you trade Nick Chubb. So I personally think it could be a huge mistake. But this is a team that is paying him a lot of money. And if you can't maximize him, or if he doesn't fit the offense you're going to try and play in, it's just common sense that you would have those conversations and maybe say, let's see if there's value for him on the open market.
I think that is a conversation that certainly has to be had inside that building.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I don't think that any fan wants to see Nick Chubb gone, but I think you also have to realize value and think, does he fit?
Yeah. Well, with that idea of fit, I'll just say this. I don't think the Browns should make the decision between Deshaun and Nick Chubb. I think a good organization can look at the pieces and say, I don't care that Nick Chubb is one for one, not a guy you see in other spread formations, or that you're only going to run the ball 20 times a game versus 35 times a game. Good organizations hoard talent and find a way to get the best out of that talent. To me, if the Browns were to move on from Nick Chubb this offseason, or even next offseason, the only reason why I think it's important now is it doesn't make sense that you'd rebuild the entire offense from scratch and then next offseason be like, well, Nick doesn't fit.
Right.
You know now whether Nick will fit the system or not.
100%.
But I think it would be a great indictment on Kevin Stefanski if he can't make Nick Chubb and Deshaun Watson work together.
Well, he'll lose his job.
Yeah. There's a scenario in which he builds this around Deshaun Watson. Deshaun helps you win next year. Nick Chubb has a subpar year. And then the Browns just go ahead and move on from Nick Chubb, which would be such a disservice. Like, this is the thing that any team in the NFL would have chose to go from Baker Mayfield to Deshaun Watson. Literally any team. But it feels like the Browns made the decision and then said, we'll work the rest out later.
Yeah.
And if they were to waste Nick Chubb trying to fit a square peg into a round hole, instead of just figuring out how to maximize both guys, man, even if they won, it'd be tough not to be pretty pissed at them. Because not only is Nick Chubb a incendiarily good running back, he's also seems to be everything we've wanted from the Browns organization since they came back.
Yeah.
He's elite at his position. He seems to be a phenomenal teammate and a phenomenal guy. We've never heard anything about him off the field. And all he does is run the damn ball well. And again, I want to make it clear, I think Lima's probably right. I think you're having concepts about fit. I think it's apparent that the last six games of this year, those two guys weren't fitting together. It's my same thing about Amari Cooper. I don't think during those six games, those two guys, their styles fit. Now, can they make it work with more reps and getting to know each other? Yes. But I think part of the difficulty for Deshaun was he has a number one receiver and they didn't have a connection. It's tough to work around that. It's tough to get over that if you don't have a connection with a player. And by the way, they spent the entire offseason working on that connection. This isn't like a relationship. All right?
Okay.
You don't spend 6 months together on an intensive basis. Then you go away for 3 months, and all of a sudden the connection is lost. This isn't long-distance relationship.
This is not like going and marrying Gloria.
No, this is not like marrying Gloria Vanderbilt for her money.
Before she died.
And then going back to my wife. This is nothing like that. If you have connection with him, if you've built a rapport, that does sustain even time off. And you know how I know? Because we've seen it happen in NFL games where quarterbacks miss 2 months and they pick up with the wide receiver that they click with. So the same thing I feel about Amari. I like Amari. I don't think he's an elite number one receiver. I think he's still one of the 40 best receivers in the NFL. And honestly, I think he's one of the most underrated wide receivers in the NFL. But if he doesn't fit with Deshaun, and at some point that's going to break, it is what it is. Well, then you have to wonder, can we find a better fit? I think the unfortunate thing is, and Lima is right, you have to ask the same thing with, and by the way, it's not Nick Chubb. It's literally everybody on that roster. Do your offensive linemen, are they going to be able to block for a guy that moves around the pocket as much as Deshaun Watson will? Do you have enough, is David Njoku the right fit? Now, my ass would have been doing this last offseason.
I think Njoku is the right fit.
No, I'm just saying, like, you have to do this with literally every player. And you're going to be doing this with Kevin Stefanski. My frustration is you probably should have thought that before you paid Amari $20 million last year and are about to pay him another $20 this year. Right. You probably should have thought about that with Nick Chubb last offseason. If you didn't think the offensive system was a fit the final six games of this year, you probably should have thought of that too.
No kidding.
For an organization that's this smart, I don't know why we're having these conversations now. I don't know why they didn't happen last offseason. That's concerning for a team that I still think has the talent
right
to do stuff next year. 216-578-0092. So under the idea of Nick Chubb and Deshaun Watson, should we be concerned that those two don't fit? That the things that the Browns want to do offensively, the spread offense, that Nick Chubb might not fit that?
Here's the thing. I don't know, and this may sound crazy to a lot of people out there, but we watch these offenses in the NFL, the teams that really have the high-end quarterbacks and the way that the game has changed. Like, it's a passing league, right?
Mm-hmm.
Running backs, how many running backs on any given team, a really good team, are getting 20 carries a game? It's rare.
It is, but those guys, like, it feels like those guys are the perfect medicine to, like, an average or slightly above average quarterback.
Yeah, I just...
It's Dalvin Cook in Minnesota.
Yeah.
Kirk Cousins is a really good quarterback. I don't think
he's
a franchise quarterback.
Right, but Dalvin Cook's a much different style of runner than Nick Chubb.
That's fair. It's Derrick Henry. And
yeah, but look how far they've gotten.
Well, no, but...
Or have not gotten.
It's Ryan Tannehill.
Okay.
Who again, is a really good quarterback. He's not a franchise quarterback.
Well, also, he was hurt this year, too, so...
Well, but I just mean like the last
just in general. Yeah. I mean, we got him the AFC Championship game.
Let's go. Bill, real quick, Bill, what you got
close
for us?
Well,
you made a statement that I'm not sure is correct, and that is the Browns are a smart team. if you look at their drafting, Nick, it's pretty atrocious. And you have to compare it in order to be able to say that. And that is, look at the Kansas City Chiefs. No running back they had this year was as good as Chubb or Kareem Hunt. None. Either one. And the Chiefs right now would love to have Kareem Hunt. Kareem Hunt's 27 years of age. The Browns never used him correct. In a good season, Hunt had with the Kansas City Chiefs 57 receptions out of the backfield. He ran over 275 times. And look at the wide receivers. The wide receivers are a hodgepodge of a bunch of different people. And you know what? They coach them up. They know what they can do. They know what they can't do. And the problem is the Browns can't seem to get maximum benefit out of anybody except maybe Chubb a little bit. But and that's coaching. That's coaching. So I will push back a little bit is that I'm not sure they're a smart team. A smart team is like Kansas City Chiefs who gets maximum. Heck, they had a guy catch just the other day, a pass by the name of Kemp. He's been on the team 4 years. I didn't even know the guy was alive.
Bill, we appreciate it, buddy. Thank you so much.
You guys are great.
Thanks, Bill.
You're a good man. Patrick on Twitter said, every team that is good is built around their quarterback. And be Kansas City, you run your offense around your quarterback, or look at Philly, what they run with their quarterback does best. The reason why we've never been able to do that is our quarterback sucks. I think I will say there were – I have a different view on the last six games of this year with Deshaun than I think most people do. I think people instead of comparing where he started to where he finished, I think every game after probably the Bengals game, people were, is Deshaun playing like a franchise quarterback or not? I think the guy got better in the last half of the season, or the last half of his games.
Yeah.
I just think the box score doesn't tell you it because there were enough turnovers that it kind of skews how he actually played. So I say that to say, if the Browns are trying to move forward, there is a part of me. This team is already talked about. We got to rebuild the offense from the ground up from Deshaun Watson. Okay, that probably should have happened a year ago, but okay, going into this year, how much do you tear down, or how much can you really base what you're going to do next year off the last six games of this year? Right? Like
we as fans base a lot of it off of what we saw after six games, but we're not in that building. We don't know.
I mean, you would imagine what do you do in the NFL? You watch the tape and you draw conclusions from the tape. But how can you draw conclusions from the tape if it was 700 days in between games? If his first game was the 13th game or 12th game that everybody played in against the teams you're playing against, like, I think that's the – I think to some degree the Browns are in a catch-22 here. I think you have enough to kind of gauge where he was, and hopefully that's enough to kind of push off and plant, and you've got a strong foot going forward. But is it enough to make decisions on the roster around Deshaun? And I don't know. Because they felt it wasn't enough to make a decision on Kevin Stefanski.
I don't think they're going to make any rash decisions like this before the season begins. I think it's something that could happen midseason.
Mm-hmm.
They could be like six games in, like, this is not working.
I think you should probably know right now.
I think you probably should know right now.
Well, for Nick specifically.
Nick Chubb?
Nick Chubb, not Nick Wilson.
That'd be great.
Not Nicky Dubs. Nicky Chubbs. You should know if he's going to fit what you do. He's been in the system. He's been in this building for so long. And I kind of feel like with Kevin Stefanski, it's part and parcel with his gig that he could be strung along to figure out if he's the right guy for Deshaun. I don't like the idea of, well, we're going to see if it works with Nick Chubb. Either you make it work or you make an unpopular decision. Anything in between, I think, shows a lack of leadership. And I honestly think it's disrespectful to Nick. I don't think moving on from Nick Chubb is disrespectful. I don't want them to do it. I would be pissed if they did, because I just want them to make it work with two great players.
Yeah, and listen, I'm not – at the end of the day, all we want to do is win.
Mm-hmm.
And
there's a song about that.
DJ Khaled?
All we do is win.
All we do is win, no matter what. Hey, you distracted.
You were making such a good point. I'm so sorry.
I know. Now I don't even have the points.
Let's go to Gary. I'll give you time to gather your thoughts.
I rarely make good points.
Gary, what's up, buddy?
What's up, bud?
Hey, guys.
Hey.
Look, man, I don't even know why we having this discussion. Nick, you got that devil on one shoulder, and then you got the angel on the other side. You just can't figure out which way you want to go.
Who's who?
Look, you got to go with Nick Chubb, man. You got a two-way combo back. He can catch out the backfield, and they haven't utilized that at all.
Because they don't think he can catch out of the backfield.
But that's crazy, because nobody else is catching out the backfield. I haven't seen Ford or nobody else come out the backfield and do anything.
I mean, Kareem did.
Well, but Kareem did, but then they didn't utilize him well either. So, you know, it's too many pots in the room, so you got to trim the fat. So if you're going to trim the fat, keep the best. Assets are assets. You don't get rid of assets. And if you got a back that can get you 100 yards a game and still get you about 60 yards in the air or more, a few touchdowns, you don't get rid of that. You get rid of all that other stuff that you don't need.
Gary, real quick.
Mm-hmm.
Do pots have fat?
Yeah, they do if you put a neck bone or something in there.
All right. I didn't know if we were cooking or butchering, but I'm glad you got us there, Gary.
Put a neck bone in anything.
I mean, I tend to be where Gary is, which is you don't give up elite talent in the NFL. You just spend it. You know, it's like people who are like, well, you don't have enough assets to build a great defense, so trade Miles to get the assets to build a great defense, but trading Miles is antithetical to having a great defense. So that's where I am, but if you're not going to use him, then send him somewhere where he is going to be used. They didn't do a good enough job, and they haven't. And maybe it's because they had Kareem there as well. They have not gotten enough out of Nick Chubb. It's a guy who had, what, 1,500 rushing yards this year? And you can say, I bet you we could find another 300, 400, 500. I bet you if he was in Detroit, or if he was in Tennessee, or if he was in a place where running was the premium, it was a part of the identity, like it was like 3 years ago, I don't think we'd be having questions about his usage. So this is the catch-22. I think a good organization would figure out how to make it work with Nick Chubb and Deshaun Watson without a year from now saying, we just didn't fit. You either know or you don't know, with that guy specifically. But also, if you're going to use Nick Chubb to run him 15 times a game while paying him...
Or 13 times?
While paying him $15 million a year...
You're not getting the value out of it.
In some ways, you're showing your ass and telling on yourself.
Like, what's he going to do on 12 to 15 carries a game?
Yep.
I mean, I think he'll still be productive, but is it enough productivity that you couldn't get it from Jerome Ford?
Look at limiting the touches for Kareem. It's hurt his value.
Yeah.
That guys like Chubb, guys like Hunt are rhythm runners. The more carries you give them, the better and the stronger that they get. So if you're going to say, hey, Nick, here's 12 rushes today, you're not going to get the most out of that player. And I continue to come back to, because we have Dom on. Dom, we're not going to be able to get to you in this segment. And the comment is, you know, we need to stick with run heavy. It ain't happening. You got Deshaun Watson. The days of running 30 times a game are probably over, or at least doing it every week are probably over. Because that's not the style of offense. Look at what they run 30 times in Philly. Jalen Hurts has 17 of those carries.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.